Face transplants no longer science fiction.
改头换面的问题。
晨读文选。
Full face transplants are no longer science fiction fantasy, a leading surgeon has said. Adding that they are technically feasible, but ethically complex. Peter Butler from London's Royal Free Hospital called for a debate on the ethics of such an operation made possible by new drugs which stop the body's immune system rejecting a transplanted face. It is not, can we do it, but should we do it, he told the BBC. The technical part is not complex, but I don't think that is going to be the very great difficulty.The ethical and moral debate is obviously going to have to take place before the first facial transplantation. The British Association of Plastic Surgeons will discuss the microsurgical procedure, which could give new skin, bone, nose, chin, lips, and ears from deceased donors to patients disfigured by accidents, burns, or cancer.But surgeons could have trouble finding enough willing doctors. Butler said his survey of doctors, nurses, and members of the public showed most would accept a face transplant, but few were willing to donate their own after dying. Despite a number of ethical concerns, Christine Piff, who founded the charity Let's Face It, after suffering a rare facial cancer 25 years ago,welcomed the possibility of face transplants. She rejected the idea that the procedure would mean people would end up living with a dead person's face. There are so many people without faces. I have half a face. But we are all so much more than just a face. You don't take on their personality. You are still you, she told reporters. If we can donate other organs of the body, then why not the face?I can't see anything wrong with it.